Yes, Oisin, thanks for that. Great buzz of excitement down here now after the draw has been completed. Oisin, everybody here, there's a big crowd here this afternoon at Michael Murphy Sports, looking down through the sheets and taking in the draw that has been served up. The draw was completed by Frankie Doherty of the Donegal County Board and Neil Gallagher of Glenswilly at Live on RNG. And we'll start with the big news from the Senior Championship, Oisin, and we very much zone in on Group C. There's going to be four groups of four clubs each, so 16 clubs in the Senior Championship. And in Group C, there will be a meeting, a repeat of the 2016 Senior Final. That's because Kilcar and Glenswilly have been paired together in Group C. It's Kilcar, Gweedore, Glenswilly and Ardra. So that, some might suggest, could well be considered a group of death in this year's Senior Championship. Kilcar and Glenswilly won't actually meet until the final game, the round three matches in that group, and Kilcar will have home advantage on that occasion. It'll be Kilcar against Gweedore in the first match and Glenswilly against Ardra. Looking at the other groups, Group A includes Bundoran, Mallon, Sean McCool's and St Michael's. That'll be an interesting group there, and be a long journey for Mallon on the opening weekend, because they will be away to Bundoran in their first game. Remember, Sean McCool's, they came out of their group last year before they lost out to Glenswilly in a quarter final. In Group B, the four clubs are Burt, Killybegs, Termon and Neave Mora. Termon, of course, did so well last year to come out of their group at the expense of Gweedore, it must be said. Termon are in the group along with Burt, Killybegs and Neave Mora. And the opening games in that one will see Burt at home to Killybegs and Termon at home to Neave Mora. And then we skip down to Group D. This group is made up of four Masters, St Eunan's, Dunloe and Neave Connell. So it's interesting there that St Eunan's and Neave Connell have been paired together in the same group again. But they actually won't meet until the final series of games as well in Group D. Four Masters will be at home to St Eunan's in the first game, and Dunloe will be at home to Neave Connell in their first game. So that's the Senior Championship, Oisin. Plenty to take in there. We'll get a wee bit of reaction in a moment or two. But before we do that, I'll go down through the rest of the draws as well. We had the Senior Championship draw. We also had the Intermediate draw, which this year includes 12 clubs. So there are three groups of four. Group A will be Clonmany, Gaillardia, Neave Columba and Neave Breed. In Group B, it will be Neave Alton, Carndonagh, Milford, who were beaten finalists last year, and Arua Ballyshannon. They are the last team in Group B. So that, some might suggest, it looks to be a pretty strong group. And in Group C then, it's Buncrana, Downings, who are last year's Junior A champions, Glenfinn, who make the step down from the Senior Championship, and St Nolles. So it's Buncrana, Downings, Glenfinn and St Nolles. That makes up Group C. So three groups of four clubs in the Intermediate Championship. Then into Junior A Championship, we have two groups here in Junior A. So there's five clubs in each of these groups. Group A will be made up of Uris, Neave Padraic of Muff, Robert Emmett's, Red Hughes and Moville. And then in Group B, it's Neave Columbkill, Letterkenny Gaels, Narossa, St Mary's of Convoy and Neave Padraic of Lifford. And then in the Junior Championship, the Junior B Championship, we have two groups here in the Junior Championship. Group A is made up of four clubs. Group B is made up of three clubs. Group A's clubs are Uris, Pettigo, Neave Padraic of Muff and Letterkenny Gaels. And then Group B is Red Hughes, Neave Columbkill and Moville. And finally, Oisin, in terms of the draws, we have the Senior C Championship, which was won last year by Glenswilly. And they have been drawn in Group A. Two groups here, again, seven clubs involved. Group A has four clubs, Sean McCool's, Glenfinn, Glenswilly and St Eunan's. And then in Group B, it's Neave Columba, Ardra and Neave Connell. We didn't, Oisin, have the hurling draws today, and we didn't have the under-21 championship draws either. Both those draws will be made at a later date. The reason for not having the draw in the under-21 championship this afternoon was because the Donegal County Board are actually considering introducing a C championship at under-21 level. But that's something that would need to be ratified at county committee level. So I'm joined here this afternoon, and he's still probably taking in the details of the draw. by Michael Murphy Sr. of the Glenswillie GA Club. Glenswillie, as I mentioned to you, Oisin, have been drawn in Group C. And Michael, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're live on Highland. Glenswillie drawn in Group C along with Kilcar, Gweedore and Ardra. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's a tough draw. There's no doubt about that. Very good clubs, very strong teams, strong panels of players. But I suppose these are the clubs that have been getting to the final stages of the championship every year. But no matter what way you look at it as a lottery, the way the clubs come out, we're looking forward to it again this year. And may the best team come out of that group.
Yeah, the interesting thing, Michael, about that draw is that Kilcar won't play Glenswillie until the final game in the series. There'll be three matches. Kilcar will be at home to Gweedore in their first match. They'll be away to Ardra in their second game. And the last game, they'll have home advantage against Glenswillie. So depending on how things go over the first two series of games, that could be a real important match in Kilcar on the last day.
Yeah, I accept that. And Kilcar are always a difficult team to beat. And the way they're set up now, I suppose, with so many excellent players that they have coming through from underage level, it would be really, really difficult to beat in Kilcar. But as I said before, we have what we have now, and we have to go with it, and we'll give it our best shot. That's the way I feel about it.
Are there any clubs there, Michael, looking at the draw that can be happy with the way the draw has gone for them today? If you look at Group D, St Unans and Neve Connell might think that they probably would start favourites to come out of that section, although Dunlow might have something to say about that because they themselves had a good year last year in the Championship.
That's correct. Dunlow have a lot of young men coming forward now, coming through the system, and they have a very good backbone team there with young players. Four Masters won't be any easy team either to beat in the Championship. So it's a difficult enough division, that division. Unans and Glentis, both Neve Connell and St Unans, they probably are the two strong teams in it, probably have the strongest panels, but at the end of the day, we're talking here about May, and we're talking then again about later on in the year. So there will be a lot of changes. There'll be a lot of different things will occur between now and then before these four groups are finalised. So I would feel that it's a very open area, some of these other divisions. But having said that, they're not easy to predict at this stage.
Yeah, that's probably a fair point. We are perhaps getting a wee bit ahead of ourselves. But listen, it's the season starts this weekend in earnest with the opening round of fixtures in the All-County League. So, and the draw today, it just serves to whet the appetite a wee bit more for the year ahead. At least those clubs now, Michael, they can prepare for the season ahead. They know what's up ahead of them in terms of championship. And, I mean, it adds just to the excitement that's up ahead.
That is correct, and it's a great idea having this draw just this time of year. It focuses players, it focuses clubs, it focuses management teams, everybody now going forward. And hopefully we'll see the best out of Donegal football again this year as we did last year in both league and championship.
Okay, Michael Murphy, thanks for that. That's Michael Murphy Sr. speaking here at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, where the draw Oisin made today in the various championships here at club level in Donegal. It's interesting that the various clubs will see now what lies up ahead in terms of a challenge for the season ahead. You look at Gweedore paired in Group C along with Kilcar, Glenswillie and Ardra. Gweedore will have a big task ahead of them this year again, because you've got to go back all the way to 2006 for the last time that they won a Donegal County Senior Championship title. In that year, they actually beat St Unans to win the title. And mentioning St Unans, I'm joined here as well by the newly appointed joint St Unans team manager for 2017. Eddie Brennan is in charge along with Barry Meehan. Eddie, your thoughts on the draw?
Oh, the draw is very good. Look, all the teams looking at four groups, like, I suppose people look at Group C as being the group of death, but looking at ourselves, Group D, you've got Fuplin teams there, and that's great to see, because four Masters, Dunlow and Neve Connell. We always go up against each other. Ourselves and Neve Connell we're familiar to each other in group games, so it'll be all football. And I love playing four Masters too, because they're always a footballing team. And like Dunlow is a huge category. And over the last few years there, good 7-8 years ago, Dunlow was featuring in the semi-finals of the championship, so it's a good pedigree in that group there for us. And it's all football, and it starts in the first weekend of May, so we're going to take it from there.
Yeah, well, it gives you a chance now to focus things, Eddie. Your players have been training hard in preparation for the new season, which gets underway this weekend. But when the championship draw comes out, it just makes that things a wee bit more exciting.
Ah, yeah, just lays a wee path. Like, you have leagues laid out. And then once the championship comes out, then you can start fixturing things around the championship. And we're getting ready for the first weekend of May. That's going to be our next goal after we get a few league games under the way. And we'll take it from there, and then you can plan out the rest of the season. So it just gives teams a way to plan. And as far as club football goes, if you know ahead of yourself what's happening, it's easier for players and management and for teams themselves, and we can get ready for the championship then.
And you play Dunlow tomorrow in your opening league game. You'll be meeting them later on then in the championship, given that you are both in Group D. So how have things gone, Eddie, settling into this new role?
Oh, yeah, things going well. The boys working very hard, and you know, all you can ask is the boys to be honest and work hard, and that's what they've been doing so far for us. And Barry's been involved with the senior team the last number of years, so he's been in and around there. I've played senior football, so we bring a wee bit of experience ourselves, and then the fellas, we bounce it off them, and they bounce it off us, and we work hard together and give it our go.
Yeah, and I'm sure the main aim this year is to get a good run in the senior championship, Eddie, and hopefully bring some honours back to the town. It's since 2014 you beat Glen Swilly with a very strong St Union side, and every year St Union's are among the favourites to win the title. I'm sure there'll be that bit of pressure on you as you gain to produce the goods.
We're a club that from underage right up to senior football, we want to be competing at the end of the season. We want to be in the finals, and we want to be showing all the work that's been done at the club from the Sunday morning academy right through. Like, we have a lot of young fellas here that have started out in them Sunday morning academies, and we have a lot of older fellas there that's had the experience over the years from winning championships. We have a good mix there. So it's about us showing the club respect, and all the boys for the work they've done over the years to be in finals, and that's what we gear towards, and that's our goal every year, to get to the end of the season, to be competing and to work as hard and as honest as we can.
Okay. Thanks very much, Eddie Brennan. So there you have it, Oisín. That's the situation here. That's the news on the draws for the various competitions in the club championship here in Donegal for the year ahead. Big news in terms of the senior championship is the teams that have been drawn in Group C, Kilcar and Glen Swilly. Glen Swilly defeating Kilcar by just a single point in the 2016 final, and they will meet again in the group stages of the Donegal Senior Championship when they get up and running in May. Kilcar, Gwydor, Glen Swilly and Ardra make up the group of death, Group C, one of four groups in the Senior Championship, and I suppose it gives a chance now maybe for the listeners to take in the draw and the details of it, and we can all look forward to getting it up and running in a couple of months' time.